of the program. You can dial in toll-free and just take control of the airwaves at 855-453. This is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Toll-free number again, 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Right back into you and your thoughts. Let's go back to Conrad in the Soviet States of America. We brought you on just before the news break there, Conrad, and you were telling us that you had some sort of true path to freedom. Can you recap briefly?
Yes. We are all enslaved at a very young age through consequences of choice and uncertainty. So the one true path to true freedom and enlightenment is through obedience.
Who was it that said that? Wasn't that John Ashcroft or somebody like that?
I do not know. It is an idea I come up with from listening to our comrade leader's ideals.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can figure out who it was that said that, because I imagine it was said originally back in the day of Hitler, for instance, but it was also said recently, like within the last decade, basically saying that obedience is freedom, and I wish I could easily pull that up.
It certainly sounds Orwellian, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Obedience is freedom. I would like to, you know, I remember, I can't remember all the little phrases from 1984, but, you know.
What other wisdom did you have to share with us tonight, Conrad?
Well, I also want to point out that I look forward to the changes in the future technology. I'm looking forward to when the government has the power to make nanites to take away the possibility of the damaging contrast of choice. When we no longer have the capability of choices, we can truly be free to live without fear of consequences or fear of uncertainty.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453.
That's the scary thing about technology is, you know, you think it's going to save us and that kind of thing. But, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe they will be able to create little nanite robots that somehow can control your mind and turn you into some, you know, slack-mouthed window-looking moron.
Well, technology is not going to save anyone. It's just going to empower the individual. It is empowering the individual to save themselves. You don't just get to be free because someone made a computer. You have to put that to use. It is a tool that can be used, as you would acknowledge, to control. Certainly, all technology has the, you know, the potential for negative usage, but the technological advancements that we have had in our lifetimes has been spectacular, and it has only decentralized power.
Yeah,
and that's what we're seeing with the death of the New York Times, for instance, or the slow, agonizing death of the New York Times.
At this point, it's the descent.
Is how technology has come along and brought competition to news gathering, and these old dogs don't know what to do about it. But the computer itself isn't going to save anyone. It's just a tool. So it depends on how you use it. Of course, we know that the technology of the Internet has allowed us to bring this show to you. Free Talk Live would
That's
not
undeniable.
Be possible if it were not for the tools that we have today. We could not have done this show. If we were 20 years older, Mark, and, you know, getting into talk radio back in 1989, for instance, we wouldn't have been able to do this show. It would not have been commercially viable in any way, shape, or form. It's barely viable at this point. We say something, people get upset, they pull their ads with Talk Live. I mean, it has happened a few times, but not them. Thankfully, most of our advertisers are pretty dedicated, pretty great. But it's a long, hard road on the Liberty path.
Yep. Just remember, audience, if you like Free Talk Live, that you know, these advertisers that you're hearing right now are sticking with us.
Yes. So let's go to Ike, listening in Louisville to LRN.FM. Hey, Ike.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I want to borrow a concept from Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker.
Yes, sir.
As the market, as tyranny increases, the market for liberty increases. And I think that newspapers like the New York Times are a government mouthpiece for propaganda, and people are becoming more exposed to alternative viewpoints because of the Internet. And it's just a matter of time before places like this, the New York Times, go out of business. And I think you guys are attributing a lot of their failure to their business model. I think a lot of their failure is due to their content.
Yeah. Well, let me so I'd like to let me juxtapose this. I'm not going to disagree with your statement because I don't know, but I would say that most of the liberty content I see out there is written sort of from a theoretical standpoint, or it references what let's call, for the lack of a better word, real journalism. Real journalism meaning reporters have gone out and attempted to, you know, be unbiased in reporting the news or whatever, brought the facts to you, put it in some place that can be referenced online, and it doesn't have the slant of opinion to it, or at least not an overt slant of opinion. And so, I mean, here on Free Talk Live, where would the show be without, you know, real news to read and report on, and not report on, but on to comment on?
Yeah, I guess. But at some point, you know, there's going to have to be other news sources.
Oh, and there are. And I think we'll continue to see the growth of the digital that you're describing over time. I think it's an exciting time for news because everything benefits from having multiple choices and sources. I think that certainly some people are rightful, in a right place to criticize the New York Times and some of its editorial policies and that kind of thing. But ultimately, it's all biased, right? So, like, if you go online, you're going to find that there's a bias at the Huffington Post. You're going to find that there's a bias at freekeen.com. At least at this point, it seems like we're kind of moving past the idea that news can be objective, and just accept the bias. You watch MSNBC, you know you're getting a lefty bias. You watch Fox News, you know you're getting a righty bias. Everybody should know what the biases are of the news organizations that they're looking at.
Yeah, but the difference is that Liberty Media doesn't advocate violence.
This is true. I am with you there. Anything else you want to share tonight, Ike?
Yeah, go Freedom Fiends.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
It's an LRN.FM fan there.
Yeah, it's a great show, Freedom Fiends. You can check them out.
Andy mentioned Bad Quaker.
That's right.
Andy called into Free Talk Live.
He's
hitting some of the major high points of LRN.FM there.
No doubt. Let's go to Warren. He's listening in New York. Or actually, I think it's Lauren. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
You guys took long enough to take my call, man.
Do you want to complain?
Hold on just a second, Lauren. Hey, we take the calls when we can take the calls.
Yeah. See, let me explain something to you, Lauren. This is a talk show. It is a show that we do to entertain people primarily. There's a bit of an educational component to it, but that's secondary. We have to get people to stay tuned in if we want to help them, you know, along on the ideas of freedom. And having the same guy call in every single night, not that you do that. You don't. You did call last night, though, and so therefore I'm going to put on callers that we don't know before I put on the callers that we do. I didn't know who those last two callers were.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I hope that makes sense to you, and if you got a problem with it, tough. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It does make sense to me.
You're on the air now, though, so what do you want? What's up?
I want to talk about James Holmes, man, because you guys, I don't like the way you guys talked about him yesterday. Man's innocent.
He's innocent?
Yeah, he's innocent. He's completely, utterly innocent.
This is the alleged killer who allegedly shot up a theater full of people.
He allegedly told
his cellmate, or not cellmate, but somebody who's in the same jail with him, that he did do it.
And people were reporting that he's spitting at guards and acting like a madman.
Well, that person in the jail who said that he said that he was proud of killing babies and stuff like that. That person, that was an inside job right there. That person actually works for the state correction department in Colorado.
Who?
You know, she got caught out.
Oh.
That person.
What about the inmate? I don't know what you're talking about, but what about the inmate?
The inmate, yeah, that's her. It's on YouTube.
The inmate was male.
They have her Facebook on YouTube.
No, inmates do not work for the Department of Corrections. Corrections officers work for the Department of Corrections. But I'll tell you what, I'll let you come back here in a moment, and you can tell us why you think James Holmes is innocent. 855-453. I don't know if he's innocent or not. He hasn't been put on trial at this point. So until he's proven guilty, he should be considered innocent. But according to what the guy who was in jail with him said, he was talking about what he did. So 855-453. Now, that is hearsay, so take it with a grain of salt.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can take control over at freetalklive.com. You can get on the air, you can bring up whatever you want on the air with us, but also online, you can bring up what you want on our website. Meaning that if you find some sort of news article, YouTube video, or perhaps you know, something else that you think's interesting, neat, or fun. I know, Johnny Ray, you're about ready to start watching Porking Across America with Jim Haggerty on The Onion. That'd be a fun one to link up there. So you can link fun stuff, serious issues, whatever. Just put the link in as show prep. Submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. At that point, it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted from the upcoming stories page to the front page of the website. And you can make all that happen. You can go and vote on things, vote them up, vote them down. You can submit new content to the site as well. So it's a great way to get the stuff that you like online seen by more Free Talk Live listeners and possibly the hosts, possibly even talked about on the air. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Again, freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the prices that you'd prefer to pay. The lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purifications, tent, apparel, boating equipment, and much more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's get back to Lauren. He's in New York. Lauren, you critiqued us on Twitter, I believe it was, last night after your call saying that we wanted to avoid this issue, and I think that's nonsense. We'll take on whatever it is.
Did we talk about it after we went off the air?
But anyway, you're calling about James Holmes, the alleged shooter at the Colorado Theater. You believe he's innocent?
Yeah, he was a patsy like they did to Oswald. Unfortunately, he got caught up in the brain control program.
You don't think Oswald pulled a trigger?
No, Oswald had nothing to do with JFK.
Well, the difference between a patsy... Okay, if patsies aren't innocent, they still commit the crime, right, in most cases?
I don't know that that's necessarily
Isn't a patsy basically set up to take a fall?
I'm going
to
take a look at that.
Set up to take the fall. And he was set up to take the fall.
Maybe
because they brainwashed him to be in the back of his car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what they programmed him to do. And
this is your theory, though. You don't actually have any evidence of it, right?
Well, that's where he was found. He was found.
They found him outside the theater, in the back of the theater, by his car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they found another gas mask. See, he had a gas mask on. And they found another gas mask in the front of the theater. I mean, how does that make sense? So there was two gas masks there. He came in there, James Holmes, right, supposedly, and threw smoke.
Well, we're taking your word for it, Lauren, because you made a claim last night about this situation that in no place had we ever seen was
right.
Claimed.
That's the problem. And Lauren, maybe this is a very interesting fact, but this is the first time I've heard it too. And you know, obviously, it would take a certain amount of people researching and these kind of things in order to find out. But if we do find out that the claim that you've made is true and they railroad this patsy through, and that's what it means—the person who's easily swindled. Deceived, coerced, or persuaded, a sucker.
Right, but patsies frequently are people who are suckered into doing the act, correct?
I don't think that, think that that's necessarily part of the definition. But you can
a scapegoat
ahead.
Would be somebody who didn't necessarily
scapegoat
do it.
Scapegoat is a synonym for a person upon whom
really?
Blame for something falls. Scapegoat, fall
okay.
guy.
Okay, interesting.
If we do find out that this is true at some point in the future, and I can tell you, I'm not going to go hunting it down because it doesn't really matter to me, what's it going to prove?
Listen, we have to be mindful of our government. It's time for a revolution in this country.
What do you mean by that?
It's time for us. Excuse me?
When you say it's time for a revolution, that's a very trite statement. It's common. What do you mean when you say that?
We need to remove this government. Everybody that's
How?
In the banking system, we need to remove all of them right
How?
Now.
How are you going
to
do that?
Because they're willing to brainwash one of us. And put us in a movie theater.
I understand your passion.
We didn't have anything to do with that.
Lauren,
they're trying to blame it on us.
Calm down.
The government.
Settle down. You've got to think straight here. I get the passion. I get being upset. I get it. The government does horrible things.
You don't have to convince me by telling me that somebody's been brainwashed. I'm already convinced this government is full of evil people.
Right. They also murder people around the world, and that we don't need a conspiracy theory to prove for us. So there's no doubt the people on this show agree with you that the government is bad, that they hurt peaceful people. Whether they brainwash folks or not, that's another discussion to be had, and I don't really care about it.
We call it public school.
But, well, there is that. That's a great point. But what do you want to see happen? I mean, it's easy to say, we got to get rid of these guys. What do you mean? How?
Well, first off, we have to get everybody who's a political prisoner in jail out of jail.
How?
James Holmes.
You're going to break in?
Revolution, obviously.
You going to get a tank and roll it through the side of the prison?
So this
is
revolution?
That's doable. We have plenty of friends in the military who will help us out.
You think so? You think so? How many of your friends are willing to help you do that?
Well, listen, like I told Mark a couple of weeks ago, it will only take a minority of us to overthrow this government.
What do you mean by overthrow?
Overthrow our freaking God-given right. We have a right to overthrow this government. We have a
right. Well, normally when someone says
people,
overthrow, it means violence. Is that what you're getting at?
We have a right to violence. We have a right to bloodshed.
I disagree.
Washington, D.C.
All you're going to have happen, Lauren, is the violence is going to be turned right back around on you. You use violence, and you'll feel it back tenfold.
So, Lauren, this is what's attractive to people who, really hold up the revolution, the Revolutionary War from 200 and something years ago, is that they believe that it can be replicated. And I tend to think that it can't. Because technology has leapt forward, and the government has at its disposal killing machines that will, never put themselves in danger. If they take you out, they're taking you out from the inside of a truck that you can't penetrate with a bullet. They don't fight fair. They don't line up in red coats and then fire volleys of muskets at you. So I don't think that revolution can be had any longer from a violent standpoint. Also, if you'll take a look, and the people have done studies on this. Erica? Can you help me out here? Chenoweth?
Chenoweth. Yeah.
Chenoweth did a civil action book called Civil Action by Erica Chenoweth. She studied the last 100 years of revolutions and versus civil action, and what they found is that revolutions, violent revolutions, are becoming less effective over time. They're already less effective than civil actions in changing governments, and they're becoming less effective as time goes by, and civil action is becoming more effective through communication. If you want a revolution, and I understand why you want a revolution, you're not going to get it with 2-2-3 rounds.
The only way I could see a violent revolution being a good thing is if it was perpetrated by perfect people, and there are no perfect people, people who could perfectly judge good from evil and who is deserving of death and who isn't. And Lauren, you're not perfect, and I'm not. Nobody in this room is. Nobody on this world is perfect.
Thanks for the call, Lauren. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And if you were perfect, you wouldn't be violent in the first place. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our website. They include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can just click and download as many as you would like. They're right there, front page of the website. The last 7 days' worth are at the top of the page. And then, if you want more than that, you can click into the archives section and go back for years on the website. Plus, there's our SoundCloud page, which makes it easy to share any episode that you might like on Facebook or Twitter. So click on the share button for whatever episode that you want to share. We were talking earlier with somebody who had called the very beginning of the show, concerned that if he recommends Free Talk Live to somebody that he is friends with or a loved one, that they might tune in, and we'll be talking to somebody like Mr. Tackpants, who was let's call him bipolar individual. That's what he says. That's his diagnosis, allegedly. He seems kind of crazy. But we had Mr. Tackpants on. He was a nice kind of crazy, though, like a genuinely nice guy happens to be a little bit, different from folks. But I can understand that if somebody tuned into that randomly, that they would have no idea what's going on. Now, that wouldn't mean that they wouldn't necessarily listen, and that was kind of the idea, is to provide entertaining content that is going to get people to stay tuned in. But, you know, if there's something that we say on the air that you think is absolutely great, every now and then we're guilty of that here, even if it's by accident, you make a note.
I get quoted all the time on Facebook.
Make a note, and then take that link. Or take that show and then hit the share button on SoundCloud and share it out with the friends that you want to hear, you know, you think would value that, would think be entertained by it or enlightened by it. So the SoundCloud page is a tool that you can utilize to help share Free Talk Live with your friends and family. So go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share for the SoundCloud link right there. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We'll talk to Rob listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I had a comment on your about your previous caller with the Aurora shooter. I don't get to listen to you guys all the time, so if you've covered this in the past extensively, I apologize for the repetition. But
go for it.
There is possibly of this a conspiracy theory. The shooter's father wrote high frequency trading algorithms for FICO, and he was ready to blow the whistle on the LIBOR trading.
Yeah, somebody called about this last night. Was it you that called last night, or was this somebody else?
I was working last night, so no, I wouldn't get his call.
But
it's kind of funny because this kid was a straight-A student, pretty much a genius, and then all this other stuff going on. This guy and his father was ready to name names of where trillions of dollars have went and what counts.
Yeah. Right, and I think that it's a very interesting case. It's the sureness that Lauren portrays here that bothers me. That that he's certain that the guy is innocent and that kind of thing. I distrust anybody who makes statements of certainty like that, and I think that it undermines credibility.
Oh, and also when people reported seeing multiple shooters or different people. Very similar to the Sikh shooting in Wisconsin, where the first person to interview out of that temple said there were two shooters, and that was scrubbed. And only luckily somebody had recorded that, and then after that everything was just a single shooter from a racist heavy metal band, that kind of thing. So it's
witnesses are notoriously inaccurate on their recollections of what happens, so it's hard to really know what the truth is, even from witness statements.
Oh, absolutely, but again, I don't put any of this past the government to doing this kind of thing. So, I'm not out here wearing a tinfoil hat, but it doesn't. But when things like that. I don't know any other underlying story about the Wisconsin shooting, but this thing in Aurora, that's just too coincidental for me. So that's all I have to say.
Well, I guess we'll learn more, because, at some point there's going to be a trial, unless this guy pleads guilty.
Well, if the government, if somebody was in on the conspiracy, the trial's not going to catch him.
Right. I get what you're saying, but at this point, no one has talked to this guy yet, right? Like, no interview has been conducted. The media have not been able to access him. So we have yet to hear what James Holmes himself actually has to say. All we hear about is hearsay from the people that are either working at the jail he's being held at or are inmates at the jail that he's being held at.
I won't let anybody talk to him either.
There was this female serial killer, Diane Warnos. Is that her name? Anyway, there was this female serial killer down in Florida, and I saw two documentaries on her, written but done by the same guy. So like part one and part two. Part two was done a couple of years later when she was getting ready for the death chamber. The first one, you left it believing that she was innocent. The second one, you left it believing, oh my God, she's guilty. Because she confessed to it to this guy because this lady was crazy. She's just some psychopath, like real, schizophrenic kind of, just didn't have a grasp on reality. So she would lie in one case and, just say all kinds of things. So if this guy's crazy, you'll be able to get whatever kind of statement you want out of him. And
possibly
it will back up whatever statement that you have. So, there's this, it's really difficult. Who knows?
No, I agree, but like I said, I just think it's too coincidental. And when you're talking about trillions of dollars and people getting hide and he's going to name names and go whistleblow on it, I just, that's just too coincidental for me. So
I think it's a ridiculous theory because it suggests that they had set this kid up.
No, here's a possibility. We talked about it the night of, and I talked about it because I thought that this was, we talked about it a couple of days after. I think that this is possible, that somebody went in with a mask on, shot up the theater, hopped in a car, and left this guy drugged and stunned in the parking lot.
Okay, but what I think is ridiculous is the idea that they would have, set this kid up in advance, knowing that his dad was going to be doing this testifying in front of whatever this panel was.
Idea. They drugged this kid. They had somebody moved in with them to drug him. This is what they're saying.
But it didn't stop the testimony, as we found out last night. Last night, somebody else testified instead of his dad. What's the difference?
Maybe the testimony was different.
Very different. This guy was his dad was pretty much a math genius, and he traced all this stuff. He knew exactly where everything was. So.
Why not just kidnap him? I mean, why go with the big, what is it? Is it Occam's razor? Occam's razor, where that which is most likely to have occurred is what occurred. I'm butchering it.
Yeah,
what is the simplest explanation is the most likely explanation. So, if you want to get rid of somebody or stop them from doing something, there are much more direct ways than brainwashing his son and or kidnapping his son in the hopes that he would be so distraught that he wouldn't be able to go through with what he was planning on going through since whenever.
Well, you could use
and coordinating them both.
It's a warning.
And coordinating them
anybody
both.
Else, nobody else will step up either. Because, okay, you will let you live, but you're going to live with the guilt and the grief of your loved ones dying.
But what makes you think he put that together? I mean, that was what the warning was. I mean, if somebody sent him some kind of a note, like, hey, we did this to your son, then that would have been a warning. But otherwise, it's just coincidental. I think.
I'm not saying this happened or not. There's just so many one of the things out there besides some genius student just decided to buy a bunch of guns and go into a theater and shoot people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the story is.
That doesn't sound credible either.
I don't claim, like in all these conspiracy theory stories, I don't claim to know what the truth is. I don't know. But I know that usually I don't believe the conspiracy theories either. And that's where I stand on it. Anyway, Rob, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Lauren had mentioned this claim about the second gas mask that had been allegedly found at the scene. And, of course, I went and I looked online to see if there was anything about that because you had said, Mark, it was the first time you'd heard of it. It was the first time I'd heard of it. Johnny Ray, have you heard of that one?
I hadn't heard that.
So I went and checked it out. And the best source is the IntelHub.com claiming that a citizen journalist has documented the startling fact that a second gas mask, among numerous other unexplained items, was at the crime scene and has been subsequently covered up. They give a video where the allegations are made. Notice the pool of blood in the background, the trash bag. Looks to me like they doctored the scene as quickly as they could. So it's speculation. Sheila interview attests to that. They would have seen a gas mask and a bloody knife on the concrete, and it would have struck them immediately such that they would have testified about it. I don't see anything here, that proves anything that they found an extra gas mask, but who knows what the truth is? 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments here at 855-453. It's a Sickle CAI toll free line. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, including, of course, sharing the show with your friends and family on social networking. Also, we've got web banners, graphics you can download, put up on your website or your blog to link other people over to Free Talk Live. There are real-life flyers you can print out, distribute, you know, post up in, you know, bulletin boards at colleges, coffee shops, things like that. We've got all those tools and free bumper sticker for you as well. You can get the details on how to get one of those over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. So I was looking a little bit further into this second gas mask claim about the Colorado shooter, and there are pictures of a gas mask lying on the ground, but I've yet to find any real solid evidence that of the original claim, and that is that he was found wearing a gas mask. So if that's true, if the police claimed that they found him wearing a gas mask, then it would make sense as to why everybody has a big question mark about, well, why was there a second gas mask lying on the ground? That doesn't make any sense. But I've yet to really find any solid evidence of that, you know, the claim that he was wearing a gas mask when they allegedly found him. There's a blog that claims that there's a police recording where the police said that they found him wearing a gas mask, but that's not linked to. I cannot find a link to that recording, so I don't know if that's a true claim. So how do you know what the truth is out there? It goes back to something we talked about last night on the show. There's so much information, so many claims online. It's really, you know, you can do whatever level of independent investigation you can do, but at some point you just have to make a decision. Or not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't need to convince me. I don't need to dig deeply into the facts of this case to believe that the government is an inefficient organization that tends towards actions that are it's unaccountable because it is unaccountable tends towards actions that you know are going to be just downright evil. I mean, all you have to do is look at states that have existed from, you know, up till now. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think that, you know, that humans need some kind of governance. I'm just saying that look at what we've tried up to this point. Let's try something new. You know, I mean, I'm unconvinced by this simply because I already am convinced that this particular organization doesn't work. It's unaccountable, and it does what it wants. Now, when you start, the deeper you dig, the crazier it sounds.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Jay listening in Warrenville, Illinois. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Hey.
First-time listener, so I've been about a week now.
Well, welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Basically, I'm 23 years old, and I graduated college, and I'm in the workforce now, hospitality. And money security, basically, you know, I hear all these things of the Amero and gold and oil. And if I was to tell you in 10 years where I would be or how the world is going to be, you know, it's tough. Do I invest in the market or do I save my money? Or, you know, when I'm 60-something years old, how do I know there's going to be a Social Security?
You can pretty much bank on the idea that it's going to be not there. Social Security doesn't really seem like it's viable on into the future.
Yeah, they're just proposing right now with this fiscal cliff situation to, you know, cut down the way that the cost of living increases will be accrued for Social Security. So you'll be lucky if you can feed your pet on Social Security when it gets when the time comes.
Yeah, anybody planning on Social Security is planning to fail.
And, you know, if you ask this show where you're going, where the best place to put your money is, I mean, the answer is going to be bitcoins and precious metals. Those are the things that I've got my money in. Those are the things that Ian's got his money in. And those are the things we're comfortable with.
Also, capital goods or investing in yourself, buying training and education.
Food, yeah, like food, ammunition, you know,
business tools.
Yeah.
Capital goods.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I say buy food and ammunition, I'm not saying that I necessarily believe that the economy is going to go so far south that you're going to be having to eat the dog in a year. What I mean is that, look, if you buy toilet paper today and the value of the dollar goes down, in the future it's going to cost you more money for the same roll of toilet paper, so you might as well buy it now. Look for sales.
Right.
Anything else you want to share?
No, I thought that I was listening to one of the comments the other day about 900, the United States has 900 bases in 100-something countries.
Yeah, the number's
just
a little shifty.
It blew my mind.
Yeah, the number's a little shifty, the way they count them, but you can be certain that you're safe with a number like 600 real bases, and then there's like these other little, you know, forward bases and stuff like that.
And yeah, I've been paying taxes since I was like 15 and a half, and it's just starting to make sense of where all my money that I've been paying into is going to, because it would be nice to have that 33%.
Sure would.
That a gallon of diesel fuel, as I've seen written in the past, a gallon of diesel fuel in Afghanistan that the military uses costs $200.
Wow.
So that's what your money's going for, $200 a gallon diesel fuel.
Wow.
Yeah, and we had a truck in the Marine Corps that would get a half a mile to the gallon.
Holy moly. Just because of the weight, right? I mean, just because it's...
Yeah, it had a lot of special capabilities. It was very heavy. It was like an all-terrain heavy hauler material.
Do you guys think I'll see a draft in my
hauler.
Lifetime?
Say again?
Do you guys think I'll see a draft in my lifetime?
Good question. There have been some rumblings about bringing back the draft over the last decade. Odds are good if it comes back, it'll come back in the form of what they'll call national service. It won't. They're not going to, you know, ring in the draft. It's coming back. They're going to talk about national service and how now it's a better, kinder, gentler draft because you get to pick which government bureaucracy you work for. Do you want to work for the military or do you want to work for the National Service Corps where you'll be doing whatever make-work jobs the government has you perform, whether it's packing boxes or, you know, putting together picnic tables.
Or going to foreign countries and killing people.
Yeah.
You never know what it'll be. But so if there's going to be one, it's going to be very strange because two things are happening in America. The politicians are getting further and further nationalistic or fascistic, depending on how you want to phrase that. And the American public is liking the politicians less and less. But the politicians don't really get it. There's some poll out there that basically said, do you believe that the government has the interest of the people at heart or something like that? And the answer was 9% of the people believed yes. And those 9% were in the political class.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Basically, they were people that either were in the government, had been in the government, or something like that.
And their interests are being kept by the state.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. They believe that the state was keeping everybody's interests at heart. But the rest of America, like 92%, basically said no. And I don't know what would happen if they instituted this draft. There are a lot of people that will call this show and say, a draft is good because such and such. And some of them will say it's good because, you know, then we'd stop having so many foreign wars, and I kind of get where they're coming from. But a lot of them say, it'll whip those young people into shape. They're shiftless and stupid, and they listen to bad music, and I don't like them. Dumb haircuts, and their pants are too low.
Well, my dad went to West Point, and I wanted to follow in his shoes, but he was actually glad that I didn't go because of the war and how cruel it actually is, and he's just glad that he doesn't have a son over there.
Yeah, good. I mean, there's a lot of guys like that who've been in the military, and they know better. They know that it's bad news. Johnny Ray, what branch were you in? The Marines, you said?
Yes.
How many years?
4 years. Just like the standard that you guys have been saying, 4 years active duty, 4 years in active ready reserve.
And is that done, the ready reserve thing? Is that over for you? Are you still on that?
Yes, I joined in 96.
Gotcha. So welcome aboard. Glad you're listening to the show.
You guys
How
are
did
awesome.
You find?
Thank you.
How did you find us?
I work at a hotel, and you might know him. His name is Ralph Berkeley, and he said he knew you guys. And
Ralph, I think he's a Free State Project.
Yeah, he is. He
participant.
Is. Yeah, he introduced me to the whole Free State, the whole everything, and
cool.
It really opened my eyes to a couple of things. So.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank
Welcome
Ralph
aboard. Yep, and Ralph's a nice guy. He came up here to ostensibly move, but he's one of those kind of free spirit types who works.
He
also works on the road. He's like a telephone expert guy.
Exactly. Yep.
And so when he gets called to work, he goes and works in a place for weeks on an end. And then his car is actually in the garage here at the LRN.FM studios. Yep, small world. Thanks for the call, Jay.
Yeah,
I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Really nice and intense dude.
Yeah. And so anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in between now and then. I actually had another news-related story about, kind of the newspaper genre. The News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, had started up his own online iPad-only
newspaper.
And it's going down the tubes.
Mm.
So the old media can't even make the new media work when they want the new media to work, even if they're trying real hard. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.